Listener supported. WNYC Studios. University of Michigan. Beautiful fall day. And I see this woman way in the distance. She's walking toward the library. And I'm walking toward the library. Christine Gregory. Beautiful, smart, kind. I quickly calculate trajectories and modulate my pace so that I'll arrive when she arrives. I'll open the door for her. We'll get to talking. It's going to be great. Good plan. Then, out of the periphery of my vision, coming from the other direction, I spy this guy, Harold. Harold sees me. Harold sees Christine. He's thinking, if I'm slick, I'm going to bump into Christine first before that fool does. So Harold picks up the pace, starts walking a little bit faster, but no one named Harold is going to ruin my plans. I start moving a little faster myself, trying to keep it cool at first, then opening up my stride. Harold speeds up. I speed up. Faster, 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 faster. And before I can really think this strategy through, I'm running. Full out, Usain Bolt style, arm flapping, book bag flailing to either side, cheeks puffing. Harold's coming in fast from the opposite direction. Christine hears calamitous commotion, looks up from her book, sees two idiots she barely knows barreling past her to either side. She scowls, shakes her head, and walks into the library alone. I bend over, panting, to cuss Harold out, and he has the nerve to say, man, she wasn't even going to talk to you anyway. Today, on Snap Judgment from WNYC Studios, we proudly present Run For It.
Run For It.
Amazing stories from real people moving as fast as they can. My name is Lynn Washington. Never pay attention to anyone named Harold when you're listening. Snap Judgment.